Sugya briefly yesterday at the very end of the shiur, it was an introduction to today's shiur. We learned that Muberish and his Gaira were not Ein Atzarot Tevila. If a woman converts while she's pregnant, the child does not have to have a new Tevila after he is born. The Gemara's query is, what happened? How is it possible that the Tevila of the mother helps for the child, but isn't the mother a Chatzitza between the water and the fetus? So the Gemara discusses an issue over here of chatzitza, back and forth. The Gemara concludes, Hainu Ravise, even though it's a complete chatzitza, not even a majority, it's a complete chatzitza, since that's the way that the child grows, and without the mother around him, the child would die, so therefore it's not considered to be a chatzitza. And this, by the way, in Hilchos Chatzitza, is quoted halacha in Shulchan Aruch, a certain particular case about a woman who has certain things in her hair, and it's a tremendous chatzitza, and all the hair is entangled. But if they remove it, she's going to die. Don't ask me what that means. Sounds like it's to be a sisrei Torah. But apparently it was some kind of a discussion there. So it's quoted halacha, this particular detail. Let's go a little bit further. So the Gemara throws in a dispute over here whether Uba Yerechimo or Uba Lav Yerechimo. The Gemara starts off by discussing the sugya, what we call Mitzri Sheni. We have the general principle, a child is born, a mitzri. So the mitzri, the first generation may not marry. The second generation may not marry. The third generation may marry. It becomes very important to how you count the generations. In the normal case, we know how to count the generations, but it gets complex where someone is one side is a mitzri, not a mitzri, and what happens if the mother converts while she's pregnant? So now what is this child? Is this child a mitzri rishon, a mitzri sheni? If the child is considered to be a convert, it's a mitzvah rishon. If the child is considered to be the child of a convert, then it's a mitzvah sheni. So it's again unclear in the sugya what exactly the din is in all these kinds of cases. Okay, fine. This is the Gemara Bosai in Yevamos of Ayin Chesam Alf. Now, this Gemara ties into two things, one of which we saw already. Let's go back to that one, and then I'll show you the Tosfos in Ksubos Afyud Alef, which we've learned, but we haven't analyze this particular part of it. Let's go back to the Muke Yosef, who discussed a very famous question of the order of Mila and Tevila. You'll find it in our print on page Mem Hei, in the old Gemara, it's page Tezayin. Okay? In our print, it's Mem Hei, left column. It's a Shiu Yimitzvah Lo Mashinon, but the 10th narrow line on the left. Why do you have to do the Mila? Takes a week to recover. Now do the Tevila. We can do it much quicker. How? Very simple. There's no recovery time from the mikveh. It takes a minute to dry off and you're all recovered. Now do the Tevila, the Mila afterwards. And guess what? In one day, same day service. For the cleaners. You know, give them one day service. You bring it in, you go in the Goy, you come out of Jew in one day. You don't have to wait a week to recover from the Mila. Great idea. Yeshlomar doesn't work. Tichshu Orel ain't Tvila Moelas. Tavle Tov, Ketovo, Visheret Biyoda. Rafila Bediyavin Miyakev. He brings rice from Agolas Kalim, which we spoke about a while ago. Fine. Avle Ramban Zal Kosav. The Bediyavinim Tovel Kodam Mila, also Lo Tvila. Brought a riot. What's his riot? Awa Gemara, Tafayin Ches. It works anyway. We saw that. It's before Shigamar. Even though Ubulav Yerechimo, it works anyway. Okay? So therefore, what do you see klar, Bosai? That the Mila can work, the Tvila can work before the Mila. Why is he throwing an Ubulav Yerechimo? Because if Ubulav Yerechimo, the presumption is they're two separate acts of Geirus, one for the mother and one for the child. And the one for the child, Rabosai, they're two separate acts. The Geirus of the child, in effect, has a Tvila, v'chakach Mila, a Tvila in utero, and a Mila after birth. So you see klar, that Tvila, v'chakach Mila works. The Ra'ah says nothing doing. That's different. Why is that different? There, k'shu b'mei imo, Eino ben mila. Can't do a mila on a fetus. Varehu kinekeva. What a comparison. You can't be insulted. Kinekeva. The sagila betvila. At that point in time, this male fetus is treated like a female. What's a katsara shava between the male fetus and the female? Can't have a bris. Okay? Varekin the keva, the sagila betvila. Ukshanolad. Umolin also. Eino elekimoshem bolin yisrael shuarel. The lavachinami yisraelu. He's a Jew upon birth. Hakol shetzorach mila b'shas geruso, an adult. In kodma tefila the mila chozer v'tovel. Okay, this we already saw. It's about the fifth time we read this. Mukhi Yosef. The more chazaras, the better. And we got it straight. Klar. Yes. Good. So our Gemara is critical in this discussion. Fine. So we have two opinions over here, Rabosai. The Ramban had his unique opinion that they can have a tefila v'chakach mila based upon this. The Ra'ah says no. This is different. Because it's like an akeva. There's yet a third shita, Rabosai. There's a third shita. The third shita is a shita of the Rashba. We never spoke about this before, I don't think. The Rashba holds, like the Nebuka Yosef, that the Seder is Miyakev. Very good, so give the Nebuka Yosef teretz. The baby's like a female. No. Chutzpah, calling a male a female. This baby is male. Nope. So if the baby is male, it won't work. So you're right. It's a female. It's a girl. A girl. The Gemara, it's a girl. Mazel tov. The Gemara in Afayin Ches is talking about a girl. What's wrong? What's the word the Gemara uses? It's one word. Doesn't sound right. Doesn't fit with the word girl. What's that?
Ubar.
Ubar could be a girl. We saw the Gemara. We just read it a few minutes ago. Muberes Shindiskai, what's the next word? The no. The Uberes Shindiskai, what's the next word? Forgot the Gemara by Alpeh. What's it? Bana! Call a girl Bana? What? You call a girl be insulted? You call me a Ben? Yeah. It's true. We talk about Bonim, it means boys and girls together. That, yeah. We're Bonim Levanecha, it's everybody. But she's a girl, according to the Rashba. How can you use the word? How can you use the word bina to refer to a girl? I have precedence as a Rashba. I'll show you another Gemara. Yeah.
I mean, we're not saying he's literally a girl, right? We're just saying they're the same gender.
No, it's a girl, a female. The Gemara is only talking about a female. A male, it won't work. When it comes to a male, you will need a new tefila. Why? You'll need a mila and need a tefila afterwards. Gemara is not true by a male. That's what Rashba says. The Muberesh and his guy are benign. It's real is not true for half the population. If it's male, it doesn't work. Because you have to have Bila Bachakach Tvila, like they're all against the Rambam. He doesn't accept the Ra'ah's Chiddush, it's treated like a female. So you're stuck. If it would be a male, you have to have another Tvila afterwards. If it's a female, then ain't Tvila Tvila. I benoh. I can refer it to a girl. This is Rashba's Kasha. I have a precedent. Open up my mouth and say, Mem, hey, Amud Beis. Memhei Gemara. Memhei Amud Beis. It's a very important Gemara. We have to discuss this Gemara at some length. Memhei Amud Beis. The Gemara is worried about the following situation, Rabbi Osai. What happens if a non-Jewish man lives with a Jewish woman and has a child? May that child marry a Kohen, or may the child not marry a Kohen. So there's a long sugi about this in a few places. It starts off, this is, you know, a whole discussion. The Gemara is over here, it starts in Mem Dalet Amud Beis. He says, Pogam Miyahavi. The last few lines on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Okay? Now, what's the case for both sides? What do you mean, Vlad Pogel Nakuna? What does Pogel Nakuna mean? Pashup Shat. If it's a girl, she cannot marry a Kohen. Okay, I repeat again. If it's a girl, she cannot marry a Kohen. It's halacha of Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. If a man, a non-Jew, lives with a Jewish woman and she gives birth to a child. The child is not a mamzer. The child is considered to be Jewish, but the child, namely a girl, may not marry a Kohen. Okay? Fine. It's a big question on both sides. A major question. We say that the child is pogum. Look on the top Rashi. Mem Dalet Amud Beis. The very top Rashi. Mem Dalet Pogum. The first words in the Gemara. The first three words. Havlad Pogum Lakuna. Okay, it's a similar case. Same idea. It says Rashi. Vimyolda Bas Sula Lakuna Kachalola. So the Gemara, according to Rashi, the whole sukkah is talking about a girl and a girl only. Others disagree, but the Rats Rashi Sheet. Now, in this context, Rabbi Osai, goes a whole sukkah, a whole blat Gemara about this with a number of interruptions. And after a while, the Gemara has the following expression in describing this very case. Again, which according to Rashi, the whole sukkah is limited to the case of a girl. And the Gemara is over here. One second. The Gemara is over here in the middle of this sugya, talking about this issue. Again, which according to Shitas Rashi, is limited to a girl, and the Gemara uses an expression, b'na. That's the raya. Take a look over here, four lines up on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. It's over here. Eino din shebino pogum. Bino according to Rashi, it doesn't mean a boy, it means a girl. Says the Rashba, the same way as here, bino means a girl, so too, muberesh in the sky, bino in the tzvicha tzvila means a girl, only a girl. The Gemara is not so careful in using the word bino. Bino means a child, and a child can mean a girl. Okay? I didn't say it, the Rashba said it. Let's chazer again. The three shitas in the Gemara, naf ayin chesam and aleph. The Gemara has an expression, muberes and nizgaya benoin and tzricha tefila. Implying there's no need for any tefila. You have to have a mila afterwards. It's a question, the Ramban brings a raya from here, that you can have in any given case, you can have a tefila and then a mila. Says there are, no, this fetus, although it's a male fetus, it's treated as a female, because you can't have a bris at that time. So that's why you have a tefila, because it's as if it's a female. But in a normal born person, not a fetus, you must have the tmila and then the tvila. The Rashba agrees, you have to have the tmila and the tvila. He doesn't buy this stuff that the child is considered to be a female because it's a male in utero. No, he says, Hakka b'may askin, the whole Gemara is referring to a case of a female. Muberesh and Skatu has a girl, then don't need a new tvila. But for a boy, you wouldn't need a new tvila. Why need a new tvila? You do the mila afterward. You have to do the tefillah after the mila. Atkan three gedolim. These are the gedolim of the gedolim of the gedolim. A rebbe and two tamidim. The Ramban is the rebbe of all rebbes, and he had two of his famous tamidim used to argue with each other all the time. The Ra'ah and the Rashba take two different positions. A total of three positions of the gedolim rishonim mamish gedolim rishon. Fine. By side, it's a Gemara. The Gemara tells us what happens in the case of Muberesh and Nizgaira. Just imagine, she became pregnant while being a non-Jew, and then she converted and had a baby. Just imagine, Rabbi Osai, this is her first child. It's her first child. Her husband's a Yisrael. What do you think about it? What do you think? What am I talking about? What's the shaila? Yeah. So mefurish adin in Masechta Bechoros. Chayev in Pinyan HaBen. Chayev in Pinyan HaBen. What does that indicate, Moav Rabbi Osai? The fact that it's Chayev in Pinyan HaBen. How do we treat this child?
Jewish
from birth. How can you be chayav opinion aben to become convert? Does every convert who is born to a non-Jewish mother and converts later in life, he's the first child, he's opinion aben? What are you joking me? Since the child is considered to be a convert, What kind of a din of pinyan aben is required? Yes.
Don't make the comparison, generally speaking, between pinyan aben and like the horus and the korbanos?
There are certain comparisons.
So wouldn't pinyan aben not be so much a din in whether the child is Jewish or not, but rather whether the child is born to the Jews or not? Or whether it's the first offspring of Jewish parents?
Very good. Very good. But if you're going to say that the child is a ger, l'chora, Rabbi Osai, l'chora, there should be no pidyon aben. We'll see. We'll come back to your question. Then there's one more Gemara, also on the Maamar Kamos. Also, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. On the very bottom. Says the Gemara as follows, Toshma, Shnei Achim Ta'omim Gerim, Lo Choltzim Alomi Abin, Ben Chayav Mishamesh Esach. Imagine a woman, a non-Jewish woman, gives birth to twins. They both convert. They're not related to each other. If one lives with the other one's wife, it's not Esh Esach, because that brother's not his brother. He's his biological brother, not his halachic brother. Fine. That's if the mother gave birth while she was still not Jewish. That's how it's Muberish in the Skyra, right? Conceived not in sanctity and given birth to in sanctity while she's already Jewish. What's it then? Lo choltzin velo miyabin. Why? Zok Rashi. Lo choltzin velo miyabin. The tzad yibu min ha'avu. Right? Everyone knows that. Yeshu achim yachtav, Pashas yibu begins. Ach v'ach v'bnei Yaakov, their brothers on the father's side. V'hani ein lehem av, why not? Catch this now. The zera mitzri kibehema. Woo. Not politically correct. Where is this expression coming from? Huh? The next Gemara, we'll see it soon enough. I ain't tzadik hesem alav. Okay. But the psukim are psukim. It's a posuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel didn't have to be politically correct. He was a navi. Right? He said what had to be said. That's all. Okay, we'll see soon. Rabosai, take a look. So Rashi's quoting it. Zera mitzvah kibehema. We'll see later. So therefore, there's no father-son relationship. Okay, so there can be obviously no possibility of yibum chalitza. Nonetheless, avol chayav mishamesh esach. What does that mean? Rashi, avol chayav koros mishamesh esach min ha'ein. She's a Jewish woman who gave birth to sons. So therefore, if one lives with the other one's wife, it's the chiyuv of Eshes Ach Min Ha'em. Amazing Gemara. They're related to the mother and related to the father. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara has as follows on that. Tzadi Ches Omer Aleph. Take a look, please. Omer Rava, the fourth line. Ha di Omer Rabbanan, ein av lemitri. Okay, there were different girsos. Some said legoy, mitri. That they will see so where the girsos come from. That's a phrase. Ein av lemitri. Lo tema mishum deshtufe bezimad lo yadia. We shouldn't say because unfortunately they're not so moral and you don't know who's living with whom, so you can't know who the father is because maybe the wife is mezana with somebody else. That's not the reason. And if that would be the reason, of your dia chayshina, if we know for a fact who the father is, we should say that there's a relationship between the father and the son. No! El afilu di yadia nami lo chayshina. Even if we know for a fact who the father is, there is no connection between the goy and his Jewish son. Why? How do you know? Take a look. Toshnei achim tomim. The tipa achas hoya v'nechlekel l'shtai. There's one... this is a little bit... The science is not exactly proper. I mean, it could be proper. Depends if it's fraternal twins or identical twins. These are details. What the Chazal mean to say is that it's really twins, but obviously the same father and mother. Obviously. V'katani seifa. Lo choltzin v'lo miyabmin. Lo choltzin v'lo miyabmin. Right? We just saw it. We just saw it a second ago, right? Lo choltzin v'lo miyabmin. Why not? Because they have no connection to the father. Shmamina afkure rachmona lazare. The Torah says there's no connection. How do you know? Dechsiv. Look on the side to get the proper pronunciation. Shebesar chamorim besorim v'zirmas susim zirmosam. Poskan Yecheskel. So there's no halachic. It's not considered to be a halachic relationship whatsoever. That's what Rashi quoted before. Kibayim. Okay, Adkan, the Gemara that we have to see. Any questions so far? What do you see from this Gemara, Abosai? What do you see? The fact that there's a connection of Eishes Ach Min Ha'Eim, you see they're born Jewish, right? It seems to be a double push that they're born Jewish. If they're not born Jewish, how can there be a connection between the two of them on the mother's side? But they weren't even born Jewish. What if there be two brothers who were born to a non-Jewish mother, and then they both convert? We saw earlier, in that kind of a case, there's no din of Eishes Ach. So why is this different? Presumably because they're born Jewish. But wait a second. Didn't the Ramban say they're not born Jewish? The Ramban is using this as a proof text to discuss the issue of Tevila v'Chakach Mila in the case of Geirus. Wait a minute. Are they Jewish or are they not Jewish? They're born Jewish or not born Jewish? That's the problem. A very serious problem. What do you do with this Gemara? So Rashi says something important. Very important, Rashi. Rashi says, Ha da'amur rabbonin en avla mitzri. Second line on Tzadik Hesam and Av. Vafilu heicha delek ala meymar kekotan shenol adami. We have a very famous rule. What's the very famous rule? We all know the rule. Everyone knows about it, even if you never opened the Gemara of Amos. Come on. Gershin is gair nu kekotan shenol adami. We had it, if you recall, here in the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. Gershin is gair kekotan shenol adami. The Gemara has it in more than one place. We had it over here in Yevamos Samach Beis Amud Aleph, wide line 3. That's where we saw the Gemara. He makes reference back to Tavchav Beis Amud Aleph as well. Gershin is Gayer Kekotan Shenol Adami. Says Rashi. That expression of Gershin is Gayer Kekotan Shenol Adami does not apply in utero. Does not apply if there's a conversion while she is pregnant. As the Gemara says, before she Gemara. So this concept, Rabbi Osai, of Gerish and his Gara Kekot and Shinola Dami, we saw here in Samach Beis, we see it over here again, Rabbi Osai, in the Gemara. On Sadi Zion Amud Beis, Gerish and his Gaya Kekot and Shinola Adami, in this context as well. And then it's referred to again over here on Mem Ches Amud Beis. Once again, here we find the principle of Gerish and his Gaya in the bottom. Gerish and his Gaya Kekot and Shinola Adami, we wanted to know why they get punished if they become Gerim. We spoke about this at Lekamara quite a while ago. Okay, so Rashi is struggling and saying, I feel a hecha the lekel the meimah kekot and Shinola Adami, kegon. Harasa shalom b'kedusha l'dasa b'kedusha. D'yesh lo she'er min ha'aim kish'ar Yisrael gomor. V'ein lo she'er min ha'af. So Rashi says that if some woman converts in utero, we do not apply the principle of kekon shenol adami, and therefore there is a relationship between the two brothers. Wow, the two brothers. Next Rashi. Shem d'shtufe zimahu v'lo yadina. Avu amanu. Abel Hecha the idea that Kohen Hoyu Ove Vimo Chavushim Bebeis Asurim Lo Nivel Ali Acher. Nonetheless, Chayshina. Vinolad Bekdusha Doleka Lemeima Kakotin Shenolad Levi Leinamish Er Av Tovade Avu Avi. What will happen? We know for a fact that his father and his mother she converted while she was pregnant. Maybe there's a status of relationship even with through the father. Moses says no. Lo cholzim lo miyabin b'sefer yolof tamad miyreishel amotzim lemeilaf after afilu she'er ha'em ein lo tamal abishim de zirma susim hu elam ishim de kachin olodam Zirmas, Zera, Shuyora, Kechetz, Kizera, Maima, Mechalech, Bekoach, etc. Adkan, the Sugir, Abosai. Ever with me so far? You see here, Abosai, both from this Sugir, and the fact that Yechayim and Pinyon Aben indicates the child is absolutely born Jewish. Because he's born Jewish, the Chiyah Pinyon Aben. Because he's born Jewish, if he lives with his sister-in-law, it's Chayav Shemesh Esach. You have to be born Jewish for this, on a simple level. But the Ramban said, you're not born Jewish. So how do you get out of this one? That's a tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. So, this kasha is raised by many, many gedolim. I'd like to share with you some of the wisdom of the Chachmei, I should say, the recent the generations, we'll call them 20th century Gedolim, who tackled this issue. And we shall see soon. I'll give you some interesting reading material. See how this is relevant to a very pressing issue, which I just had a question about today. Mamish, today. Today! I even came late today. Today, they managed to speak to me during lunchtime. Today, and this is very shallow. So I'd like to share with you some of the wisdom of the Baal Kilus Yaakov, the famous stipler. The stipler is bothered by this kasha. And here in his piece, he has two things on this. One is the Masech the Yavamis, my antiquated edition. It's Simon Lamed Aleph. I think it's the new, in the new ones, it's Lamed Vav. I'll read you one paragraph from the stipler. It's paragraph Ubipshuto. Next to the last paragraph in this piece, Lamed Aleph, which is now, I think, Lamed Vav. Nir Bishav Kushas Anal, the Ramban Zal, Varash Bozal Savri, Tahor Ditanan, Vlad Muberash Niskayer, Tzorach Pidyon Aben, it's enough in the Mishnah, Vechenot Ditanya, Al Gemara over here, Nafzadiches, Diasputaras Achva, right? Two Gemaras, Befurish, it is born Jewish, Asya Kamandi Omar, Uba Yerech Imo. The plukta tanoi become a duchti. Uladi day, vadai havlad Yisrael gomru. Born Jewish, Rabosai. Therefore, it's pinyon aben. Therefore, if he lives with his sister in law, is chayav koris. Gevaldik. Voram choldimre rambanzal varash bozal. Ho ena mele lemandoma ubalav yerechimo. Vavlad atmo tzorach gerus. Kimavur bid ramzal. So therefore, the entire Gemara of Ayin Ches, as the Gemara says beferish, is goes the mandama ubalav yerechimo. After the das Ramban Rashba, the hochi ilchasa to uba yerechimo. Machlokas are rishonim. Machlokas how we paskin. They paskin uba yerechimo. Very nice. Masnisin the bechoras v'sugad the yavamas tzadi zayin. The is bevlad din pinyan abev achva. Asnion ki ilchasa to uba yerechimo. What a beautiful answer. This shaila, whether the child is considered a ger, born Jewish, depends on the shaila of Uba Yerech Imo. Uba Yerech Imo, the child is born Jewish, because it's part of the mother. Uba Lav Yerech Imo, it's a separate entity, has to undergo a separate conversion with Chatzitza Shailas, then it's a ger. And if it's a ger, you can bring riots back and forth to the sugya of Tvila Bachakach Mila, Ad Kan Divri HaStipler. Beautiful terrors. Beautiful terrors. Now, this Gemara, Sadi Zayin of Beis here in Masechta Yevamos, is quoted as a raya and a very thorny question, a dispute which rages to this day, which we have to shout about literally today. It's called the Shaila of, want to guess? Last chance. Donor eggs. Donor eggs. There are women who are unable to produce eggs, which are viable eggs, to be able to have a child. And there are people the donor eggs? We spoke at some other about donor sperm in the first parak. Remember that whole sugi about artificial insemination, because mamzerus, no mamzerus. Now talk about donor eggs. For your information, that was a shot I received today. There's a flip side to donor eggs. What's that called? What's the opposite of donor eggs? Surrogacy. Very good. That was my challenge today. Surrogacy. A woman has plenty of eggs, but she's unable to carry a baby. So she's able to have a, again, all this stuff works what we call in our language, IVF. At the in vitro fertilization, they take together the zera and they take an egg and they put it together in magic, pill they ploy, and then a baby, the few eight cells come together and they implant it in the woman's womb, presto, it works. It's a chnissim and it flows. Think about it, it's mind-boggling. So the question was a case of halacha l'maaseh, a case of surrogacy, where the donor egg was the mother, fine for a woman, just can't carry. They found a surrogate somewhere 1,000 miles from here, I don't know how many miles, hundreds of miles away from here, and the surrogate carried the baby, and a bris was done on that baby. I just found out to my chagrin that the bris was done without a bezdin. Since, as we shall see momentarily, there are those who claim that the mother is the birth mother. In this case, the birth mother was not Jewish. It would have been required to have a bezdin to be present at the bris milah so that there would be a milas geirus. Should you follow the genetic mother, then the child's bris is like a bris of any other Jewish child. No need for a bezdin. So I told the person who asked me, we can be mekel in the shadow for 2 reasons. Number one, maybe the baby is Jewish, because the genetic mother is Jewish. And number two, in Timtza Loma, that the baby is not Jewish, because you follow the birth mother, we already spent a lot of time discussing the question, that many, many poskim hold, that Mila does not require a bezin. The love that was, Mila's hasara, sama akev, and all that kind of stuff. So with all these sfeikas, we have a right to be make. I had the challenge just now, half an hour ago. It's unbelievable. These kind of things really come up. So this is a question which the various poskim have in these kinds of stories. So I'm going to read you a piece of an article by a very fine rabbi, Rabbi Yoshua ben Meir. Does anybody know who she is? Who he is? Excuse me. I'm looking at him. He's a member of his mother. Rabbi Yoshua ben Meir is a cousin of Rabbi Rosenzweig Shlita from our yeshiva. They're cousins. And their father was a rabbi in Connecticut, and he had 3 children. The daughter used to live in my neighborhood in Riverdale, so that's how I know the family. The older brother was a Chavar Knesset. I think his name was Yehuda ben Meir. The father was a Chavar Knesset, moving one in Aliyah. I think his name was Yisrael Shlomo ben Meir, something like that. And his younger son is Yehoshua ben Meir, who was a rabbi, was a Rebbe somewhere in, I think, what's Rabbi Rappaport Yeshiva in Efrat, what's it called? Used to exist, I thought, Shvut something. See, it was Talmud Chacham. So in discussing this issue, we start with our Gemara, 2 twin brothers. Now we know, he says, Gerish and his Gair, Kekot and Shinola, dummy. Okay. So how can I have a Sherem and a Haim? What do you see? I'm reading from his article. Muchach, catch this now. Shayade leida levad notzer yachas imohos. Abosa. From the fact that if she converted during pregnancy, that she had twins, and the twins are related to each other, indicates that you can only be a brother through a mother if you have a mother, by definition. Obviously, these boys have a mother. Why have a mother? Because they were born from this Jewish mother, a minute apart. They were conceived to a Goyish mother. You see, klar, from the fact that they're brothers, they have a mother. That's enough to have birth to determine maternity. Araya Barura, the birth mother, Rabosai, is the mother. I want to go a step further and say as follows. There are those wacko shitas that maintain one of 2 things. I think they're both wacko. Either that someone could have 2 mothers. I kid you not. Or that there is no mother. I kid you not either. No mother, I can understand better. A little bit, I understand it. No mother, if you assume it has to be a normal physical relationship and everything should go normally, no mother. There's no mother, artificial insemination, there's no father, IVF is not father, no mother. It doesn't go naturally, there's no relationship. I can hear it. I don't think it's right. We pass it against it when it comes to father with the case of the Ben Sira, we spoke about it by Richas before Yom Kippur yet. But okay, no mother I can hear. But two mothers, to me, I have trouble understanding. It's like two mothers. It's a very tempting possibility. They can solve all the world's problems. Hi, Ma. It wouldn't be too good. A psychologist wouldn't be too happy with that reality. Okay, fine. So you see from Al Gemara that the fact that the boys are born to a Jewish mother suffices to establish maternity. We say that the birth mother is the mother, which means by definition there's only one mother, that the genetic mother, if it's different than the birth mother, the birth mother is the mother, the genetic mother is not the mother. So it would seem at first glance. So it would seem. Okay? Says Rabbi Ben Meir, the birth makes motherhood, and the child relates to the birth mother, and not to the genetic mother. Rabosai. This is how he starts off. But then, he starts off with a Tosfos that I asked you to see in Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And he quotes the Tosfos. And we all saw the Tosfos. I'll read it to you one more time. This, but the most important line for our purpose is when Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph suggests, believe it or not, that the entire concept, Rabosai, of Ger Kotten, Mat Bilo Osal, Das Bezis, Midrabbonon. Why is it Midrabbanan? We're based upon Zoch and the Adam Shalom Bafanov, and we all know, according to one Girsa, Zechia Lekot is Midrabbanan. So put two and two together. Right? If Ger Kotten is based upon Zoch, and Zoch and Lekot is Midrabbanan, boom! The inescapable result is, Rabbi will say, what? That Zoch is Ger Kotten is Midrabbanan. So suggests Tosis on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph and Mesechta Ksubas. We read it a few times already. And now he says as follows. Assuming that's true, how does it work? Yesh koch lakadavu ben haTorah. Okay, one day in Yivama staff, pay tests. Okay, frek toises. V'hod armina in Sanhedrin samaches. Gezel ager, im ein lo ish goel, ish hatatzorach lakadavu ben yesh lo goel. Avol katan, if the person is a katan, he stole from a katan, I hatatzorach lakadavu ben haTorah. You don't have to worry about there being relatives. Says Tosfos, what's the case? We're talking about the raisa. Mashkachas lo ger koton, the words, every word counts over here. Mashkachas lo ger koton min haTorah, even according to us, b'muberesh in his gaira, quotes of ayin ches. And he repeats, v'avi ger min haTorah, the Yisrael gomahu. Rabbo, so how do you eat this line? Have a ger min haTorah, the Yisrael gomeru. It's a contradiction from one phrase to the next. Is he a ger min haTorah, or is he a Yisrael gomeru? Not clear yet. The islay momen min haTorah. Why? Kegon sheyorash is imo. If he's a Yisrael gomeru, he can inherit from his mother as opposed to a ger. So, but maybe he has relatives. No relatives. How do you know? V'yat haTorah l'chazer achra. Olav. Why? She'ein lo yoshin. Why? She'ein lo mold. He's still a cotton. He can't have kids. He's still four by mitzvah. He can't have kids. V'echav min ha'eim ein yoshin also. If he has brothers from his mother, they don't inherit him. Adkan Tosfos. Tosfos mefurish. The question becomes, Rabosai, and this is a question that's raised by Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger. Yes, a tremendous kash. It says in Yevamos Ayin Ches, that's what we started with today, that this conversion, Rabosai, is not a direct conversion on the mother, which encompasses both, but the two separate conversions, on the mother and on the child. Because there's a pilpul in the Gemara we saw. What about Chatzitza? See the two separate conversions. If the two separate conversions, Esther and Kivagan's Chidushim on this daf and Ksuba, stuff it out, Jewish Chidush, he doesn't understand what's going on. Why is it a Geres Daraisa? If the two separate conversions, presumably the mother's conversion takes effect, how? Zachin la'odam shalom b'fonav. And Zachiyah l'kotz midrabanon. What's going on, Esther and Kivagan? And this great Kasha, which he asks against this Gemara. It's a great Kasha. Kivagan's Kasha. Kivagan's Kasha. The answer might be, Rabosai, that Tosus is going the Mandi Omar. Come on. Uber. It's one guess. The Yerachim or Lav Yerachim? Which one? Yerachimo. Very good. He quotes the Beis Yaakov. I suppose no one brought me the Beis Yaakov. I'm supposed to see that Beis Yaakov by Rav Yaakov Belisa on this staff. Tosos Uber Yerachimo. And therefore, it's considered like a limb of the mother, like an arm, like a leg. So the gerus is one gerus. Behold, uba lav yerech imo. That means it's a separate entity, the fetus. Then you need a separate gerus. Separate gerus. Yes, the gemara is an afayin ches that we started with. If uba lav yerech imo, you need a separate gerus on the body of the fetus, and it's all pilpul about. About chatzitza. Fine. Very, very good. Very good. So it comes out of Uba Lav Yerachimo, it's Geres Medrabanan. Avnei Meluim said so. However, not everybody, Rabosai, agrees with this. Not everyone agrees. Not at all. The Rambam passes a chiyuv eshes ach, quotes our Gemara and Daf Tzadiches, even though it's very possible that the Rambam paskins ubo lav yerech imo. It's a big fight. We'll leave it off. I'm going to have a fight right now. So you see, Clara, even if ubo lav yerech imo. Not only that, but we read in the Shita Mekubetes. You may remember, we read through a lot of Shita. The Shita Mekubetes, in discussing this sugya, says, this you sold, the same as Tosfos, and he throws in the words, Hainu Revise. What does Hainu Revise mean? We saw him on Ayin Chesem Advaiz. The reason why it's not a Chatzitza, the Mandama, Ublav Yachimo is, that's the natural growth. It's critical to its life. So you see, Klar from the Tosfos and Rosh quoted in Shita Mekubetes, here in the sugya, that and if you're aleph from an aleph and subis, that even though hainu revisa, which means ubalav yerechimo, afal pikein is a geirus. It's a din doraisa. It's not based on zochen lekot and shalom b'fonav. So how do you explain that? Not so simple. How do you explain that? Very serious question. How do you explain that? Okay, this is a question which we have to tackle, and we're going to tackle it momentarily. But I want to give you some of the thought process of this Rabbi Yoshua Ben Meir. Listen to what he says. He quotes Rabbi Kiv Eger that I mentioned before. That our Tosfos on a Yud Aleph from an Aleph says it's a Vlad Ben HaTorah is even if you hold Ubo Lav Yerech Imo. So B'Kivega asks the question, wait a minute, you need Tzchiyah. If you need Tzchiyah, ain't Tzchiyah L'Katon, so how does it work with Araisa? So he quotes a Hezber of Osai from his Rebbe. Who is his Rebbe? I'm just going to look at this from the Sefer. Again, Rabbi Yeshua ben Meir. His Rebbe is Rabbi Shmuel Razovsky Zatzal, who is a Rosh Yeshiva in Ponovish Yeshiva, one of the great Gedolim. And he quotes Rabbi Osai a very lumped Yisod. This same Yisod that he calls him his Rebbe of Shmuel Rozavsky was the Rebbe in Panovich. Fundamentally, it's found in the stipler himself. Because the stipler that I wrote you was a stipler in Masechta Yevamos, similar to Alf. But it's another stipler, Rabbi Osai Kilas Yaakov in Ksubis. The stipler in Ksubis, it's Simon Yud. In the new ones, it's Simon Yud Gimel. Okay? So he quotes Rabbi Kivega's question and gives a different teretz than he gave before. Because he says, although my teretz is very good, and the Beis Yaakov says that teretz, but the Shita Mekubetz, that told you, quotes the Rosh, that says, even though if you hold it's Haina Ravise, Ubalavi Erechimo, it's still going to be a Din Daraisa. How does that work? So he quotes a Ran in Chulin. It's exactly the same Din that's quoted over here by Rabbi Shmuel Rozavsky. It's an amazing Gemara. It's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara says, what happens, Rabbi Osai, if a pregnant animal gores another animal and causes damage? What happened? Back up. An animal causes damage. What's it in? Anybody know? Oh. Well, I don't learn about Bakama. Maybe learn Pashma Shpatim. Psukim and Farashim and Chumash. Right. Shartam and Sharmuad. Sharmuad is... How much does Sharmuad pay? How much does Sharmuad pay? Anybody know? Nezek Shalim. Min Aliyah. No matter how much it costs, the owner has to pay. What does Shartam pay? Anybody know? Chat Nezek what? Chat Nezek me... Migufa, only from the value of the animal, not more than that. Good. You have a case, Rabbi Osai, a pregnant animal gored. You know, pregnancy has mood swings, you know. Pshee! Pregnant animal went on a rampage and caused damage. Okay? And it's a short time. It's a short time. Only pays Chatzi Nezek, Migufo. How much is the animal? They have to have how much is the animal worth? The animal itself is worth $100. But you know what? The animal did $120 of damage. No problem. The fetus is worth $20. Oh! So we'll be able to collect from the fetus too. Says the Gemara, He uvlada nagchu. I repeat, He uvlada nagchu. What does that mean? What does that mean? The Tosfos in Baba Kama on that sugya says that even Laman de Omar, Uba Lav Yerechimo, catch this lumber shavard. Everyone has a different phraseology for it. I'll give you Reb Chaim's phraseology as it's printed in those stencils that these from years ago. Reb Chaim says that Uba Lav Yerechimo means Reb Osai, and can apply to humans or animals, we'll use human speak, but it can apply to both, is two Heftzis. Finish the blank. Come on. But one gavra. Two heftes and one gavra. Or as other put it, two gufim. The non-briskas, they took old Hebrew. Two gufim, but one maisa. The act that's done, the act of negicha, is one act. It's one act. So, this is the answer he gives. The mailer of Osa, look what he's saying. Tosu says over here, Avo bein tzchim the rice of the cotton. The Gerrit says, the rice over here. Why? Hare maase ho'em v'kavanosa l'shem Gerrit u'ubar. Yes, the cotton did it himself. Why? It's one action. So kavanas aim ki kavanaso. The act of the mother is like his act. The intention of the mother is like his intention. It's a game with daraisa. Yes, it's true. You need two separate acts of tvila, separate in concept. the mother's act of tefila, and the babe, the fetus act of tefila. If it's be a chatzitza, it would be no good. That's in the cheftza, in the guf. But in the maisa, in the called gavro, called behemoth, if you want to call it, as the case may be, it's one unit. Even if you hold uber lav yerech. That's what he says. A very big chiddush. And he explains many things based upon this chiddush. Perhaps we'll get to them one thing at a time. One at a time. Oh. So now, hold on a minute, please. He quotes Rashi, and this is where it gets a little bit tricky. Those we'll look up later on, it's on page 148. He quotes Rashi and Avtzariches. We read the Rashi a minute ago. I read what he says. It's a fairly short paragraph, and you tell me if you agree or don't agree. Mevu'orim divrei Rashi. Demeha debalei daso bekedushi eshtosher mena'ein muchach de'ein bodin kekotan shenol adon. Ki imhaya bodin kekotan shenol ad shuvnuta kakesher ben avlad v'ha'em u'ben o'ibur u'memela lamrosha le'dasa b'kedusha me'imo lo'hoya lo'shem in ha'em klal. Had you applied the principle of Osai of kekot on shenol adami, he would not be related to his mother. Says Rashi, you see from here, he was related to his mother, there's no din of kot shenol adami. It doesn't apply. Says the Rav Yeshua ben Meir, Mufureshes das Rashi, the yichus havlad hu achar ha'ein me'ha'ibor velo ha'ein me'ha'leda. Rav Osai, you see it follows the mother of the genetic mother, not the mother, not the birth mother. And the last line on the page, v'teimash in his almu divrei Rashi mifurashim elu mikol ha-ga'onim shedonu b'she'lazu. Whoa. There's so many ga'onim who have dealt with this question, and nobody quoted this Rashi. It's a tema. And he quotes many gedolim who quote this Gemara and bring a raya faket. Those who quote the Gemara Tzadiches bring a raya, Rabosai, that the birth mother is sufficient. That's how we started off ourselves. Rav Ben Meir brings a raya fakert. The only reason why the birth mother is sufficient to establish a relationship was that you do not apply Gerish in his Garak a Kanchinol Adami. Had you applied it, there would be no relationship. No, comes out the other way around, that the birth mother is not good enough, it's the genetic mother. He brings a raya the opposite of whatever. They take the same Gemara, the classical Gedolim bring a raya in one direction. You see from this Gemara of Tzadiches that a birth mother is a mother, and Rav Ben Meir is no fakert. You see that would have been conconscient all the time, it wouldn't have worked, that a birth mother is not a mother. You definitely need a mother of the conception, which is, means of the donor egg. Wow, can you imagine from one extreme to the other? My humble opinion is, I'm just telling it straight off, that both positions are far from compelling. After all the smoke clears and the dust settles, it seems to me there's no right. There's no right in either direction from the Gemara of Tzadiches and Alf. Let me explain to you why. Why did Rashi say over here, why did Rashi say that we do not apply Kekotan Shinola Dami on Tzadiches? There's a reason. Rashi doesn't waste words. Why did Rashi have to say over here? Why did Rashi? He tells you why I have to say. Look on the Rashi itself. Second line of Tzadiches, to give a look. Ha, the Yom Rabbon Einav Lemitzri, Rabosai. Fafilu Hecha Deleka Lemema Kekotan Shinola Dami. Don't think da 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 da. Rabbosai, If the din would be kikatan shenol adami, in a case where a woman converts while pregnant, that would destroy the raya. We're trying to bring a raya from the fact that there's no relationship between the father and the sons. That what? Zir masusim zir masam. Ein av lemitri in halacha. Not just the mitzias that they're somewhat promiscuous. No! Proves nothing. Gershin is gak, gunshin ola dummy. That's why Rashi had to say that we do not apply Gerish and Itzkai Kunshin Oladami in utero. He had to say, because otherwise the Gemara's Raya makes no sense. Gemara's trying to bring a Raya from here, that Ein Avla Mitzri is a halachic term. No! Maybe there is an Avla Mitzri, just that in this particular case, Gerish and Itzkai Kunshin Oladami. That's why there's no Avla Mitzri. That seems to me why Rashi is saying, even though if there is no principle of Gerish and Itzkai Kunshin Oladami, Afal Pikein, Ain av le mitzri. Between the mitzri and the Yisrael, no relationship. Even if you would not apply the rule of Gersh and Isgayer, Kikot and Shanol Adon. That's how I answer the Rashi. So Rashi proves nothing. Rashi does not prove, as the classical Mepharshim said, the Gemara doesn't prove that the birth mother is enough to make her to a mother. No, it doesn't prove that. Why doesn't it prove that? It doesn't prove the birth mother is enough. No. Maybe you need the mother from conception. I gersh in the sky. No, we don't say gersh in the sky over here. Okay. The Gemara does not prove that the genetic mother is the mother. And the birth mother is not a mother. Varai Rashi said you don't say gersh in the sky. But if you would say gersh in the sky, no. Rashi is saying you don't say gersh in the sky because the father relationship. The demonstration that halachically there's no father relationship. He's not taking a stand. I want to give you a source for those who want to look it up. Rabosai, our very distinguished Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Bleich Shlita. You often see him, he comes to have a mincha right in the back. He has this beautiful svarim, and I have in front of me one of his beautiful svarim called Contemporary Halachic Problems. It's in English. It's in English. You can read it in English. Okay? It's a lengthy article, very lengthy. For those who have patience, you can read this article. I recommend it very, very highly. Really a very beautiful article. It's entitled, In Vitro Fertilization, Maternal Identity and Conversion. It's a whole article. The article is here, 36 pages in English in small print. So it's not for reading in 1 minute. Okay? In the middle of this whole thing, he quotes this article from Rabbi Ben Meir, who says he's wondering how come all these gedolim gedonim didn't quote this Rashi. I can't believe it. All these gedolim didn't quote the Rashi. He says something which I tell you the truth, I don't fully understand. If you can explain to me what he says, Rabbi Bleich, I'll be grateful. We can ask him ourselves, but he's busy with other things. But you can figure it out. He writes over here in page 255, footnote 29. Okay. He quotes Rashi. Okay, we already know Rashi. Although Rabbi Ben Meir expresses astonishment that other discussants have not cited Rashi's comments in their discussion of this issue, this writer, Rabbi Bleich, finds Rashi's comment to be entirely irrelevant to the matter under discussion. Okay, I don't know. Rashi states only that the fetus of a proselyte is not a newly born child. He does not declare or imply when the relationship is established. Conception, birth, he doesn't discuss it at all. I'm not sure what Rabbi Bleich means by that, but he can infer things from Rashi. So I don't understand what he said. I know what I said. I said that Rabbi Ben Meir assumed that the reason that Rashi said Kikot and Shinola, you don't say Kikot and Shinola Dami, is why? Because if you would say Kikot and Shinola Dami, Rabbi Osai, they wouldn't be related. This proves there's no relationship from the mother. Wrong! The reason he says you don't say Kikot and Shinola Dami, he tells you why. Because he's discussing the father relationship. And if you take Kikot and Shinola Dami, that's why there's no father relationship. Don't do it with Ein Av L'Mitzri. So Rabbi Osai, I understand why I'm arguing with Rabbi Ben Meir. I don't understand why Rabbi Bleich is arguing with him. I don't understand what he said. I'm giving you a homework assignment. Figure out what he means here in footnote 27 on page 255. I'd be grateful. Okay. Rabbi Osa. Let's go slow. In any event, let's now chazen. I want to bring a raya. Listen to me carefully. I want to put in my own two cents into this fight. I want to bring a raya, Bosai, that is in fact not the birth mother. Birth mother is not sufficient. My raya is from our Gemara on the Ayin Chesem and Aleph. What does it say on Ayin Chesem and Aleph? It's a Pashut Araya. On Ayin Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara is pilpling a Muberish in the sky of Benoit and it's Yichat Tfilah, it's not a Chatzitza. Ribbonu shel olam. If any child is born to a Jewish mother is automatically Jewish, who cares if it's a chatzitza? Who cares? The child is a born Jew because he comes out of a Jewish mother. Ribbonu shel olam. The fact that the Gemara does not say that indicates to me that we do not apply, that's not true. You can come out of a Jewish mother and still be a goy. Had it then been that it's a chatzitza, he'd come out of the Jewish mother and be a goy. Indicating, of course, as soon as there's not zero mothers and not two mothers, that you follow the genetic mother. Yes, sir? Very good. I love my Talmidim. They're the best. Yosef Mikulam. Yitzchak asked, this Gemara is only going according to the Mandamar, Uba Lav Yerechimo, and according to the Stipler, Shalom Kalacha. Because of all the raya from the Bechoros, and the raya from the Sugya on the Avtari Ches, we pass an Uba Yerechimo. Excellent. So it comes out, according to the Stipler's Teretz, he has over here Masechti Yavamas, this Gemara only proves that what I'm saying is correct, namely, that the birth mother is not a mother, and therefore we're assuming the genetic mother is. We don't paskin like. Now, Rabosa, the fact that we don't paskin like a particular Gemara for whatever reason does not automatically, refute and rebut proofs that are born from the Sugya. For example, the Ramban. The Stipler is coming into the Ramban. The Ramban brought a raya from our Gemara that Tvila v'chakach mila works. I'll ask you the same kashi, Yitzchak. The Gemara goes, Laman de Omar, Ubalav Yerechimo. We pass Kanu be Yerechimo. What kind of raya is he bringing? I'll answer you. The Ramban assumes we find nowhere in the Sugya any reason to assume that the Machlokus, whether Uba Yerechimo, Ubalav Yerechimo, has any logical connection to the issue of whether it can have Tvila v'chakach mila or not. Since there's no logical connection, although the raya that Tvila v'chakach mila works is from a sukkah with shalok halacha, because Uba lav yerechimo, we have a right to extrapolate it even to this, even the halacha, that Uba yerechimo. As I mentioned you a few minutes ago, and if I enches them at beis, Rabosai, the Gemara says, Shani, second line, Shani Ubar dahainu revise. What does that mean? Haina Ravise means that it's necessary for the womb to be there so that the fetus shouldn't die. I mentioned it before in Yerodea. You know what? Is it? No, it's not in Yerodea. It's in the earlier volume. There it's a case of the hair that's all entangled and it's a chatzitza. Could be even berubo, bekulo, a whole story. So the Gemara says, the Rishonim say, Haina Ravise. If you untangle the hair, it's something called markled in some kind of a shed. Again, I don't understand it. The person's going to die. Haina Ravise, it's not a chatzitza. Wait a minute. Our Gemara is going to Mount Dabba Ubalav Yerechimo. We don't pass in that way. Same answer, Yitzchak. The fact, we don't find any logical connection between what? Whether Haina Ravise applies or doesn't apply, it should depend dafka on this. It's true. The hechrich for it is the Mount Dabba Ubalav Yerechimo. But it's just as logical whether Yerechimo or Lav Yerechimo. Again, the hechrich that Tzvila v'chakach mila works is the mandama uber Lav Yerechimo. But it's just as logical, the mandama uber Yerechimo, right? That's... Can we say the same thing as far as the donor egg? He wanted to bring a raya from our Gemara, which is Shalok Hilchasa, Rabbi Osai, that birth mother alone does not suffice. Birth mother alone does not suffice. V'haraya, had it been a chatzitza, then being born from a Jewish mother does not make you Jewish. But remember, Rabbi Osai, that's all called Lefia Mandamada Uba what? Ubar Lav Yerachimo. But we pass an Uba Yerachimo. Is this an unrelated matter or a related matter? What do you say? Yeah. Here I'm on shakier ground. Here the two are not completely unrelated. Everyone follow me? Not completely unrelated matters. You can argue logically that if you hold that Uber Lav Yerachimo, then what? Then the birth mother is not the mother. If you hold Uba Yerachimo, the birth mother is the mother. And it's the quantity around Bam, we pass an Uba Yerachimo. So we can argue at least that the birth mother is the mother. It's not against the Agamah because it's Taka Hoba Hotalia. So the Raya wouldn't work according to the Ramban. Rabbi Osai, the Ramban is only one Rishon. He's one of the greatest of all Rishonim ever. He's only one Rishon. There are many other Rishonim who don't accept the Ramban. We had the Ra'ah, right? Even the Tosfos is like the Ra'ah. Take a look over here, Rabbi Osai. Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Give a look. Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the top Tosfos. Please look. Mem Zayin Amud Beis. What does it say? Taptoises. Matpil no sum yad mashma da mila kodem tvila. Otherwise, you can do it faster in the other direction. Tema. An ayin ches. Mu berish in his guy, but not tzvila tvila. Omeri. Shani hosom. Diakati lo chosi le mila. Post didn't have the. They couldn't bring themselves to say that word. What was the magic word? Come on, what word did Mukha Yosef use? The Kava. Oh, didn't want to insult him. Okay. Akati lechazel lemila. It's the same thing. I'm not going to Kava. So they're Gedoli Rishonim, Rabbi Osai. The Gedoli Rishonim who don't follow the opinion of the Ramban. They don't hold the Ramban at all. They deny the entire Ramban. So according to this Tosfos and the Ra'ah and the Ritva holds the same way as the Ra'ah. The proof from our Gemara, Rabbi Osai. That an Uber is like an Akeva, right? Because they hold the Seder as Mi'akev. It seems to me, according to them, you have a Raya from Al Gemara, that Leda alone does not suffice. According to them, Rabbi Osai, there's no Raya we paskin Uber Lav Yerachimo. No. They can paskin Uber Lav Yerachimo Lechora. And still have no problem. And therefore it would appear that if you pass an Uba Lav Yerachimo, it's not enough for that the Leda, the birth, establishes maternity. And if we pass an Uba Yerachimo, since we don't have to say so as according to the Ramban, that's Hoba Hotalia, right? There's no Hechrach to say that the Shiloh over here, whether maternity will determine, excuse me, whether birth determines maternity should depend upon these 2 days. Oh. So now, Rabbi Osai, having said all this, let's go back to Rabbi Kiveger's point. Kiveger asked the Kashan Ksubas Afid Aleph from an Aleph, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, why do you say to Ger Min HaTorah Yisrael Gomahu, Agmon HaFayin Ches, this is a separate Gerus. Chatzitza. So the answer, of course, of the stipler is that our Gemara on Ayin Ches is Uba Lav Yerachimo, and Tosfos like the Beis Yaakov is going to Mandama Uba Yerachimo. That's the answer. But it's against the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes says Beferish Rabbi Osai. That goes according to Mandama Ayin Ravise, which is Uba Lav Yerachimo. So what are you going to do with this Kasha, Rabbi Kiva Eger? Mind you, this Kasha, it seems to be independent of the Ramban. The Ramban causes problems. Why? Even without the Ramban, the Gemaras are causing problems. So the Gedolei Achronim of the 20th century, each one took a crack at it and said similar ideas. I want to discuss with you briefly what they said. So one idea, we already quoted from the Stipler, but he quoted from Shmuel Rozovsky, that a what? That Uba Lavi Arech Ima Rabose Chazar again is two Heftes in one Gavra. Since it's two Heftes, that's why you have to deal with Chatzitza in the Tefillah. But it's one Mais Segeris. It's one Mais Segeris. So therefore, the child is born Jewish, is Chayiv in Pidyon HaBen, and is related to his maternal twin, etc., etc., etc. An interesting concept. The Chazon Ish says something similar. He doesn't use brisk expressions. But Chazon Ish talks about it in Eben Ezer. He says like this, look, it's clear, Abosai, it's clear that it's really one act of Geirus. Because if Araya, they were later from the mother, it's considered to be what we call a Mitzri Sheni. Obviously, it's not just a new Geirus completely. Chayv Pidyon HaBen, right? Fine. The Raya from Mitzri Sheni is not completely compelling. Why? Because you see the Gemara here, look on Ayin Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara Ayin Chesem and Aleph quotes a Pasuk. Maybe it's what we call a Gzeres HaKosuf. Take a look. The Gemara says over here, with respect to Mitzri Sheni, no, it's a Gzeres HaKosuf. What's the Gzeres HaKosuf? Gemara says, Akshelo Yivoldu, Ashe Yivoldu, excuse me. What does it mean, Ashe Yivoldu? HaKosuf Telo Beleida. It's a brand new din. Maybe Rabosai, Mitzri Sheni is different concepts. It's about two-thirds down the narrow lines. Shani Hosam, the Amakra, Ha'isha V'Yaladeh Atil Adonel. The Gemara says over here a little bit later on, sorry. Tablas Rosh Yivoldu, HaKosuv, here, the first wide line. Dilma Shani Hosam, the Ksiv Asher Yivoldu, HaKosuv Telo Beleda. Different than, can't be too many rights. Yes, I'm sorry.
If the Gemara is saying Shani Hatam, doesn't that mean that in all other cases it doesn't go
after it? Oh, not completely compelling. That's what we have to see. So the Chazon Ish writes as follows. Ubo Lav Yerech Imo means, in his time, I told you, his Ivra. It's a Guf Nifrod. But the life of his mother is his life. This is a non-brisker formulation of what Reb Chaim said. Two Heftes and one Gavra. And we mentioned the Stipler says based upon the Gemara and Chulin, the what? Even if Ubu Lav Yerech Imo, and the two Gufim, two Heftes, and if you want to, the Gemara uses the Lashon Shiro and Meshuyar, I can be Makdish the animal, but not its fetus, it's a separate entity, but it's one Gavra, one Maisa. And therefore, Abosai, if the pregnant animal gores, you can collect from the fetus itself. Another case, Gemara Gittin. Rabosei, ever learned Gittin? Whoever learned Gittin in his life? More of the discussion of whether a fetus could be married. It sounds pretty wild. If you hold the Makadosh Dovah Shalom Boliola, back and forth. So if the fetus, if you imagine this crazy story, a woman's walking around with a baby, and I guess there's a, they did a sonogram and said it's a girl. Okay, well, whatever, they just assumed it was a girl. And it was, she's now married. The mother accepted Kiddushin. And the mother can receive the get. She's starting off with her life with a bang. She's already a divorcee. She was already married and divorced in utero. Hey, guys. So how can she accept the get on behalf of the fetus? Ubalavia Rechima? No. It's one mice. That's what the Chazon Ish quotes these, and the Stipler quotes these rites. Okay. Very, very nice. The Geras on the mother, and explains why the two brothers are related, why it's a Mitzri Sheni, why it's Chayv and Pidyon HaBen, but it requires a separate tefillah for the guf, for the separate body. Has to be. And he goes further and says, the Chazon Ish, has to be this way. We don't find Geras for a fetus. We never heard in history of a Geras for a fetus. It can't work. The only way it can work is the gayness of the mother, the fetus comes along. And this could be, Rabosai, two nafkaminas. Can you split? Rabosai, our case. Because she went into the water, she wanted to convert, and she wanted to convert a child as well. What would happen if she wanted to make a split in either direction? I want to convert, but not my child. I want my child to convert, but not me. Says the Chazon Ish, no dice. It doesn't work. It's double or nothing. Double or nothing. Double or nothing. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees. Kiva Eger says in a tshuva, if she doesn't want that her Uber should convert, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if you hold Uber lav yarech imo, it works. Rabbi Kiva Eger l'shitasa when it's kashan k'subah shid aleph from an aleph, that if Uber lav yarech imo, they're two different entities. And therefore the Geirus only works with Zachar Shlom Afanaman, and it's only the Rabbanan. It's Rabbi Vegas cash against the Atosis. Oh. Good. What about the Kasha against the Ramban? For this, Chazon Ish says something which I don't fully understand. He says that although the Ramban says that Tvila v'chakach Mila is no good, in this particular case, there's a Tvila, and the Tvila is done. At the moment that the Tvila is done, he becomes Jewish on the spot. Why does he become Jewish on the spot? Not because it's considered to be a female. That's the Ra'az Terence. No, it's a male. But somehow or other, if they were Megayer, this male, and the Tvila is effective with respect to this male, boom! It automatically, the Geirus becomes completed. I don't fully understand what he said. You can look it up yourself and give me a pshat. Let's analyze it in the 10 minutes that remain. Alternative answers to this question. One is quoted in the Kovetz Arts from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim Briska says, Reb Osai, it all depends how far along the baby is. Turn to a Gemara, Reb Osai. Samach Tes Amud Beis. Open up. Samech Tes Amud Beis. We have a general rule, a general principle, Rabbi Osai, that if a Bas Kohen becomes an Almona, so she can she continue to eat Truma? No, let me get it straight. A Bas Kohen is married, she cannot eat Truma. She's married to Yisrael. She becomes an Almona, Psuka Mechumash, what does it say? Anyone know? If she has children, then she cannot eat truma. If she has no children, ubein ein la, right? Fine. What happens? She lost her husband, she's an almana, but she's pregnant. Cannot eat truma. What if, take a look over here. Look over here. Samach tes amud beis. Look carefully. Every word here counts. Samach tes amud beis. Says the Gemara as follows. It's on about the 10th wide line. Toveles v'yocheles ar arboim. V'lo ma'abra, holo ma'abra. V'ma'abra, if she's pregnant, ar arboim, maya bi'almahu. Until 40 days of gestation, it's mere water. It's mere water. What do you mean it's mere water? Psaloshim does. What do you mean it's not mere water? We know what it is. It's a developing fetus. No. Till 40 days after conception, it's such a low level of development, to an early level, it's not considered to be a person yet. It's just a mere water. This could have tremendous relevance in other areas. Who can give me a suggestion of other areas where the 40-day cutoff is critical? Yes? Abortion. That's correct. Some poskim say that although abortion is a terrible violation, I spoke about this last Tuesday here for the Smicha students, if it's before 40 days, it's not so bad, because you're stopping a life before it even begins. You're not terminating an existent life. It doesn't even start yet. That's one. What made another nafkamina? Yes? I think it still applies, even if it's before 40 days. So somebody, who else knows? Oh, come on, guys. I mentioned it before, this concept. Pidyon HaBen. What's the status of a woman who miscarries, is her next child, her first living child, chayav pinyan ben or not? What's it in?
No.
What's the exception? I gave it away. It was before 40 days. It's before 40 days. This is Maya B'Alma. And therefore, a child who comes after the 40 days, the next child born after a pre-40-day miscarriage, is a b'chor. Rabbosa is very complex. How do you measure the 40 days? First, the abortion case. In these cases, you have to do a sonogram. I'm really serious. Sometimes they measure to the millimeter. They have it exactly down to a science to know. I must tell you, with respect to Pidyon HaBen, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, they require 40 days plus another concept called Rikum Evarim, which means the formation of limbs. The formation of limbs, you know, you can get a, they have, I've seen this in a book, they have the picture of the fetus through every one of the 270 days of gestation. A different picture every day. This book has 270 pages. Figure it out. Right? And that's how they know exactly. So you'll see that around 40 days, it starts the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of formation of limbs. A very common case of miscarriage, Rabosai, is where we find out now that the baby lost its life already 2 weeks ago. Very often the mother will say, the baby was kicking and kicking and kicking, and about a certain day I got very nervous, he stopped kicking. And sure they find out, with the sonograms, that the baby lost its life 2 weeks ago. It could be a very big difference. It could be now it's more than 40 days, and then it was less than 40 days. This fetus is a status of a miscarriage less than 40 days. That's when the fetus died. Ramifications, halacha lemaisa, in real life, a subsequent pidyon haben, etc. So Reb Chaim Brisker is quoted by Reb Chanan as saying, "Estira to gemaras." Do we say that the muberish and his gaira, the child is a yisrael, that's in tzadiches, or the child is a ger, ayin ches? Depends. Ayin ches, the conversion was after 40 days. Tzadiches, the conversion was before 40 days. Oh, that's what Reb Chaim says. Very nice teretz, no kimta teretz, but that's what he says. Oh. Before I give another answer, I just want to, before I may run out of time, I want to give you the nafka minus between ubo yerech imo, ubo lav yerech imo, assuming again that if it's ubo, like a bekivege, if ubo lav yerech imo, it's a separate conversion. I'm going to rattle off six differences. I'll give you a chance to volunteer your difference. What's the difference if it's a separate geiris, which can't quanta bekivege goes with your ubo lav yerech imo, or if it's one geiris, which according to Bikiveg, it's if you hold Ubi Yerachim. Raise your hand if you know any difference. Come on. Why is everyone so shy? Yes. That's right. Can you marry a Kohen? Are you a Giyor? No. 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 We'll count that later. That's a complex Nafkamina. That's a very complex. Let's leave that out for the moment. We'll get to that sugya later on. Come on. Well, three of them are, what kind of meal is it? Rabbo said, what kind of meal is it? Pashas the Ramban considered a meal of what? Meal of Geiris. They brought a right, meal of Tefillah HaKach Mila. But, the simple pshat, it's a meal of a Yisrael. So how many Nafkaminas come there right away? Number one, do you need the eighth day? Yisrael needs the eighth day. If it's not a Yisrael, it can be the first day, it can be the 20th day. Doesn't matter. Dini Bezin, right? Number two, the most important of all for us, is the Docha Shabbos. Bosai. Mila B'Shmini is Docha Shabbos. Mila V'Yisrael. That's a very big Nafka Mila, Docha Shabbos. Okay. Now we want to know, what's the Nusach of the Brocha on the Mila? Right? The typical Brocha Megala Mila, and Lachnis the Rishavam Avinu. If it's a Mila Shel Geir, it's a different Nusach. Okay, so these are four Nafka Minas, Rabbi Osai, all having to do with Mila. Again, you need the eighth day, you need Bezdin, the Docha Shabbos, and and the Nusach of Birchas Hamila. But there could be two other possible nafkaminas, whether this child is considered to be a ger. Leave out Cohen, that's complicated. Let's say it's a male child. A male child. Not the question of two differences, Rabbi Osei. A male child. Rabbi Osei, give me differences between a ger on the one hand and a non-ger on the other hand. One is an ausugya. Ger cotton, not pils al bezin. What's the next words? The next words. No, who knows the next words on the Gemara? Yecholim limchos. Can this baby be moche when he turns 13? If you learn chotar b'kiveg, it's a separate geirus. Yes, it's based on zochen. That's what he said. Say zochen, I don't consider to be a schus. If you hold that ube yerechimo, or the others will say, even if ube uvlav yerechimo, still af al pikein, the din should be enichol nimchos. There is a pischei tshuva about this one. I guess it's on the Mar Makomos in Yerodeya Simon Reish Samach Ches Sivkotam Ches. Pischei tshuva discusses this very, very point. He says as follows. He quotes the Ferris the Moshe. Imahoyso haraso shalom bikdusha vaydoso bikdusha konchin esgar akum muberes eino yachol limchos. He's paskening that the kid's born Jewish. It's not a ger. It's not a ger. It's not even a separate gerus. That's an right? That's what he says. The final nafkamina. This is gonna be. I told you we voted to do this sugya first. We're not gonna obviously not finishing this sugya in one day. But I hope even later this week to get to the next sugya, which is Rabbi said the sugya of Srara. We only have two more shiurim this week. Am I correct? Because no shiur on Thursday. Which reminds me, Rabbi said, how many people can be here next Sunday? Raise your hand if you can be here next Sunday. Raise your hand if you can be here. Shia esamech uvarach es nachosecha. That's less than one third of the shiur. I think unless it's an uptick, we're not going to give a shiur. If I'm giving a shiur, it's going to be on the screen. I'll be at Adam's wedding. But I'm happy to give it, but only six will be meichel me. I think but maybe we'll, tomorrow our present capable assistant is somehow not assisting us today. So tomorrow we'll take a more careful poll and we'll decide. Yes? Oh, Banoichi lo yodati. Early shiur tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh boy, I didn't know. Thank you for telling me. I had no idea. Okay, thank you. I would not have known. It could have been really bad. Thank you for being. So shiur tomorrow is 11? That sounds good. So, Rabbi Osei, the final nafkamina is Srara. We'll see the sugga. Ger is mufka misrara. Ger cannot be a dayan. Can this guy be a dayan? Harasa shalom b'gdusha v'losa b'gdusha. Can he be a dayan? Yes or no? This Shaila. If you consider it to be an independent geirus, the answer is no. If you consider that the mother, he's born Jewish, the answer is yes. We're out of time. We'll stop here. And we'll try to continue tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We'll see out of the Shemai. And Wednesday's regular shiur, regular time? Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay.